City, KSL News Radio. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7 o'clock. It is Friday, May 17th, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, partly cloudy, 59 degrees.
A northbound crash on I-15 in American Fork. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. As another search ended for missing West Valley mom Susan Powell, it looks like her father-in-law will stay in prison in Washington State for at least another month.
He was supposed to get out next week. KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour is live with more. Peter?
Amanda, Stephen Powell must submit an offender release plan when he's about to get out of prison. In other words, what he'll do when he's free, where he'll live, and so forth. Washington State Prison spokesman Chad Lewis says Powell cannot get out until the plan is approved.
What can happen in some cases is that they're never able to submit an appropriate release plan. That means that he would be in prison all the way up till his maximum release date,
which would be April of next year. Powell was convicted of voyeurism of two girls last year. A search of an Oregon property for Susan Powell's body turned up nothing this week. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. More questions this morning for another federal agency after the Justice Department says it lost track of a couple of former terrorists. Brian Martin explains live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, these guys were in the Witness Security Program. The feds gave the two new identities, new names, but those names never made it to the federal government's group that watches the no-fly list, so the two were allowed to hop onto flights right out of the country. Still not clear when or for how long the U.S. Marshals Service lost track of these two. Republicans are already firing shots across the bow. The chair of the House Judiciary Committee calls this an outrageous problem and gross mismanagement, but the Attorney General's office is defending the program, saying changes have already been made. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Lawmakers will get their first crack at the outgoing IRS chairman today. ABC's Vic Ratner reports from the Capitol.
Members of the House panel plan to ask outgoing Internal Revenue Service Chief Stephen Miller how and why the targeting of Tea Party and conservative groups happened and who was involved. Republican Senator Rand Paul.
The resignation is a step in the right direction, but we need to find out who wrote this policy, who approved this policy, and they need to be held accountable.
A second top IRS official in charge of handling tax-exempt organizations has also put in for retirement. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
An agreement on immigration reform could be reached as early as next month. Republican Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida says they have an agreement in principle, but he says the bill he and seven other Congress members were working on would be significantly different than the one making its way through the Senate.
NASA is about to get slammed by federal budget cuts. The Space Administration's first priority will be getting astronauts to the International Space Station. ABC's Kevin Quinn reports.
The next priority is figuring out a way to get to a near-Earth asteroid. But the ultimate goal by the 2030s is to have humans exploring Mars. All that costs money, and NASA's $16.8 billion budget request gets chopped to just $16.1 billion if the sequester is not rectified.
NASA's administrator says the Johnson Space Center and others will see cutbacks and furloughs.
The landslide at the Kennecott Copper Mine may be the largest human-caused slide ever in North America. New estimates from geologists say the slide registered 2.4 on the earthquake scale, and some of the rock reached speeds of 200 miles an hour. The slide happened on April 10th and has severely impacted Kennecott's production.
The route for a controversial roadway in Davis County is being changed again. The new proposed path for the West Davis Corridor will send the road right through Emma Hines' home.
For me, it would be the worst thing in the world because I don't want to live anywhere else and to have them watch them destroy what I watched for 53 years.
The Option B plan means 26 families will lose their homes, but UDOT says it will save $60 to $90 million over the Option A plan.
People living near Lehigh High School say the school has got to stop their students from turning their neighborhood into a parking lot. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live. Randall?
Yes, Grant, people around Lehigh High School say they put garbage cans out to keep cars from taking all the spots in front of their homes. but they say students will push those garbage cans with their cars just to make room. They say the students leave trash, park in front of mailboxes, and even driveways. The Daily Herald reports the school district will discuss this problem at an upcoming meeting, and they hope a future redesign of the high school will actually help solve the problem. Live, Rettle Jepson, KSL News Radio.
And still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Will your house survive the fire season? I'm Heather Kelly.
Got a rollover accident by American Fork on northbound 15. We'll check that coming up on the 9s.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
My mom and dad both have health issues, so yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regions. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Pioneer History and Art, May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
And Amanda, congratulations on a wonderful 20 years. I'm very happy to be one of your listeners, and keep up the good work.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 7:15.
Mercedes has the very first car with zero incandescent lights. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
And the news is sponsored by Mountain Land Design. Discover, experience, compare. Mountain Land Design. Choose the perfect appliances, plumbing, hardware for your perfect kitchen and bath. KSL News Time is 7:07.
As Utah enters fire season, many cities along the Wasatch Front are trying to manage vegetation overgrowth. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
The population continually encroaches into undeveloped areas. Many homeowners love the feeling of being in the woods. Sandy City has spent $250,000 removing brush and dead wood from homes in the Dimpledale Park area.
From an owner's view, it's the prettiest, greatest area they could get. But from a fire department view, it's one of the most difficult areas for us to get into and get access from.
Sandy Fire Chief Don Rosenkrantz says preventative regulations were put in place when the homes and condos were built, but the reason people move there is for the thick vegetation, and not keeping the bushes in check risks homes and lives every year. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Elder Dallin Oaks received a prestigious award last night in New York City. The Apostle of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was given the Canterbury Award from the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. Princeton University professor Robert George spoke highly of Elder Oaks and his leadership.
Well, tonight's a very special night because we're honoring a very great man, not only an LDS leader, but an American leader. Not only a leader at the bar and at the bench as a great lawyer, but a great spiritual leader.
Elder Oaks has said that religious freedom, along with free speech, is the most fundamental civil right and civil liberty.
Georgia's governor has ordered Bibles to be returned to a state park. A man sued when he found Bibles in his cabin. He said it was a violation of the separation of church and state, but the state attorney general says because Georgia did not pay for the Bibles, the state was on firm legal ground.
A group of suspected burglars calls police while breaking into a vehicle.
seeing. What did I do?
Dude, the cops know, but you don't, that you accidentally butt-dialed 911 on your cell phone in Fresno, California. And it sounded like you smashed a car window and talked about ripping off what's inside.
They're North Coast, yeah!
But you knew something was up.
Behind me, dude.
When you saw that patrol car pull up, and the rest, as they say, after arresting two 20-year-olds, is history. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
That's hysterical.
And that's fantastic. KSL News Time 709, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. What's the situation down there by American Fork Day?
It's actually not bad right now, Grant. The accident's still there. They're still cleaning it up, but several of the emergency vehicles were on the scene have departed now. It looks like you still got a great drive getting around the accident. It's all off to the right-hand side. It's southbound I-15 at the 5th East off-ramp in American Fork, just past the off-ramp. Never has really caused much of a problem or delay other than people just kind of having a quick look as they drive by. Peach of a drive for you on the north, and as you head into the downtown area, from the Draper area through the South Interchange. Looks like a nice drive into downtown from there. Ricky?
And Dave, a peachy drive as well, coming in from Davis County, southbound on I-15. Now, we've had some busy traffic coming from Farmington all the way into the North
Come
Interchange.
On, serious up,
what are you laughing about in there?
It's just a good Friday morning business. Drive. And we're looking at a very smooth commute throughout all of the southbound drive in Davis County with no problems reported there. Don't miss the Scandinavian Festival Memorial Weekend, May 23rd through 25th in Ephraim, Utah. Festivities include a Scandinavian dinner, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, historical tours, craft and food booths. Visit ScandinavianFestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center. The weather changing today. A lot of clouds, passing showers and storms will be likely in the afternoon, and there could be some real soakers out there today. And cooler, highs only around 70. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, here comes the sun, 59 yep. degrees.
So Jerry Sloan won't coach the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right.
So can you see him coaching like a junior jazz team?
Yes.
That would be a riot.
He loves the game.
Come
Grant.
On, you guys. Come on, you kids.
I mean, I could see him doing anything he wants.
Doug, coming up, we'll be talking about movies. Star Trek Into Darkness, of course, the big movie he'll be talking about with the movie show Guys today. Some of us still haven't seen Iron Man 3, so this is going
to
be a good weekend for movie going.
Theater.
Because the weather is going to be conducive to being inside watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Doug will be talking about all that coming up after Utah's Morning News on KSL.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family in a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All nine of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor, work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit one offer per visit.
Sponsored by Mountain America. Buying a home, Mountain America has FHA conventional mortgages, construction, and jumbo loans. Visit macu.com.
UDOT has announced their preferred route for the West Davis Corridor. And, of course, it's not without its controversy. We're going to let you chime in on today's Doug Wright Show in the 9 o'clock hour here at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Stephen Powell will sit in prison for at least another month until his prison release plans are approved. Then he could be free following his sentence for child voyeurism. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Orem police are asking any other girls to come forward who may have been solicited by two men. Two sisters say the man offered them money for sex. Their father called Orem officers, who set up a sting to catch the suspects.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
We still got the accident off right, I-15 southbound, 5th East American Fork. Not causing any delays, though. Looking good in the Salt Lake Valley on I-15. I'm Dave Meekham in the KSL Traffic Center.
Things finally starting to cool down. Our temperatures this time around only around 70. A lot of clouds, passing showers and storms, especially afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Downtown, 59 degrees.
Today marks 40 years since the Senate hearings which investigated President Richard Nixon's involvement in the Watergate scandal. Senator Sam Ervin was part of the investigative committee. Audio file from the archives of those hearings.
If these allegations proved to be true, what they were seeking to steal was not the jewels, money, or other property of American citizens, but something much more valuable, their most precious heritage, the right to vote in a free election.
The Senate Watergate Committee was convened after the committee to re-elect the president directed burglars to break into and wiretap the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee.
I'm Amy Iverson with the Browsers. Many of us are trying to replace the incandescent light bulbs around the house with more energy-efficient ones. Car manufacturers have started using LEDs, especially on tail lights. But the new Mercedes S-Class is now the first car without a single traditional light bulb. Everything from the headlights to the interior lights are LED. There are about 450 in total. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up in a few minutes, Devin Dolan will go in depth on that UDOT plan to take out some homes to make way for the West Davis Corridor.
KSL's top national story, President Obama takes a break from damage control today. When he travels to Baltimore, he will focus on job creation. The president will visit a manufacturing company and a community center.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
Ousted IRS Chief Stephen Miller just told Congress errors were made, but they were not caused by partisan views. Cops in France say jewels worth more than $1 million were stolen from a hotel in Cannes last night, and I'm now going to interrupt this newscast to remember a very special day here on KSL News Radio, a day exactly two decades ago. May 17th, 1993. Not necessarily a standout day in the news business. Back then, this guy had just been sworn into office.
I, William Jefferson Clinton, do solemnly swear.
A gallon of gas cost you $1.16. The World Wide Web was just getting going. Everybody was wearing flannel thanks to this. Nirvana had just taken the world by storm. We also heard this for the very first time, as Intel unveiled its Pentium processor that day. And 80 million people said goodbye to Sam and Diane on Cheers.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News.
But Utah said hello to another working couple. In fact, radio is about to change forever. On this very day, exactly 20 years ago, we heard this. for the very first time.
This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right
and
now,
thousands of newscasts and stories later, the same two have outlasted governors, presidents, and many other faces and voices to remain the pinnacle of broadcast excellence. Grant and Amanda have been there to wake you up every morning, ride in the car with you on your way to work, keep you up to date on what's going on, bringing their unique perspective to news that's important to you. Somehow Amanda still laughs at Grant's terrible jokes. Congratulations to a team I am so honored to work with every day. No one does it better anywhere. Here's to another 20 years on KSL News Radio.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Brian.
Just a little something for you guys.
That is so beautiful. Thank you, Brian. Okay, I'm going to get all the clip.
No, for Clint.
Thank you, Brian.
Time to move on.
That's
You're the man.
Beautiful.
719 at KSL. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Dave.
And we're still watching a pretty good drive all the way around in Utah County and Salt Lake Valley. We still have the accident in Utah County. Not causing any problems. It's off right, southbound I-15, at 50 East off-ramp in American Fork. There's a rollover accident there. Probably be a while before they get this totally cleaned up. But again, it's not really causing any problems or delays. And all the lanes are open for you there. Ricky?
Dave, for those coming southbound on I-15, it's been a good drive this morning. We've had some busy traffic scattered in spots between the Highway 89 merge in Farmington, right on into 6 North downtown. But it's been a problem-free commute over to the east, I-215, I-80, and our main secondaries remain in good shape, as well as the downtown city streets. General RV has factory rebates on all new 2013 RVs this Wednesday to Saturday at Robert Jensen's General RV off Interstate 15 at the Point of the Mountain. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's find out about our 7-day forecast. Lene Meyer has just run into the studio. Good morning, Lene.
Hey. Here she is.
Good morning.
We've got cooler weather out there.
Yeah, cooler weather expected today, and especially into the weekend. We'll be dropping from the 80s to the 70s today to the 60s. And grab that umbrella. Showers expected today. A big line of showers and thunderstorms actually heading this way along a cold front. So that's our first cool down, and the more cool air arrives Saturday into Sunday. By the way, guys, happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you very much.
I got my party dress all ready for
okay,
you.
Okay, all right. All right.
Awesome.
Your high heel sneakers. Right now, downtown, 59 degrees.
In depth now on the change on the route for a controversial roadway in Davis County, UDOT started with dozens of potential paths for the West Davis Corridor, some calling for entire neighborhoods to be demolished.
Well, now they've chosen what they say is the best option. KSL5's Devin Dolan reports.
They're going with option B, which means 26 families may have to move.
For me, it would be the worst thing in the world because I don't want to live anywhere else and to have them watch them destroy what I watched for 53 years. I'm not happy.
Emma Hines and her husband built their home here in 1960. 8 years ago, her daughter and her husband rebuilt the house. She and her family never had plans to move.
See, my grandson raised and just to live our life here.
Hines would be one of 26 who may have to relocate if the West Davis Corridor is built on her road. Just down the way to Shepherd Lane, neighbors are recovering from the same experience.
You ruined it.
Steve and Wendy Nill say they were afraid they would be the ones to go. They're just learning their home will be saved.
We're so happy, we're excited, but we know what it means for the other group.
If the proposed route passes, it will extend from Glover's Lane to 4100 West. The Utah Department of Transportation says the 20-mile-long corridor will cost $587 million, saving about $60 to $90 million over the other proposed route.
This option overall has better transportation performance. It carries more traffic. It has a better interchange design.
And UDOT says they don't know when people will have to start moving. They're having a 90-day comment period right now. They'll also have three public hearings in June.
Boy, that's difficult for those people. Speaking of hearings, the IRS testimony of the acting director, the ousted acting director, going on today, and we will have full reports for you throughout the day right here on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 7:23.
It is time for Zions Bank Speaking on Business with Chris Redgrave.
There's nothing like being part of a great team, especially if you're known as best in class. Teams like Siskel and Ebert, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, or even Batman and Robin come to mind. We have our own well-known and loved team right here in Utah. Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon, simply called Grant and Amanda. These Morning Drive dynamos are celebrating 20 years in the broadcast booth together. They happen to be one of the most respected morning teams in the country in radio, and it certainly lends to their credibility to be on a legendary station like KSL Radio. It all started when Grant was brought in from one of the Bonneville stations in Seattle to test for the morning position on KSL. At the time, Amanda was on weekends, and when the consultant met her, he had them test together, and he said, "This is your morning show right here." To give you an idea of the commitment it takes to do a morning radio show, Grant and Amanda have to be in the studio by 4 a.m. They've hosted approximately 17,000 hours together, covering watershed events like the wall-to-wall coverage of 9/11, two Utah Jazz championships, two solid weeks of Olympics, the Elizabeth Smart saga, and the passing of the beloved President Gordon B. Hinckley. During their time together, they've experienced the personal joys of life as best friends and the saddest times of life while keeping the utmost professional demeanor. To know them is to know they are brother and sister in every sense of the word. In a time of digital transformation and cost structure challenges, KSL Radio is one of only a few stations that remains committed to their listeners by providing live programming from 5 a.m. until 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, so you can get up-to-date information when it happens. Grant and Amanda continue to be top-rated and are normally ranked number one with their audience. At Zions Bank, we salute you and consider it to be a privilege to be with you every morning. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
Why wouldn't you sell your gold at Utah Gold Buyers? It's a good question, because as the name implies, buying gold and some diamonds is all we do. We're not a jewelry store, and we're not a pawn shop. We're a gold buying store, a relaxed, comfortable space to sell your diamonds or gold. And because buying gold and diamonds is all we do, we have to do it well. Now think about that. We have to be super competitive, and that means you can get the most possible money in a comfortable, zero-pressure, no-sales environment. Which would be great news if you have unwanted gold to sell. Hey, now's a great time to sell your gold. Gold prices are still extremely high, and you'll get a fair price for it. Some places you might go. That being the case, why wouldn't you sell your gold a better, more comfortable, more relaxed way? Why wouldn't you sell your gold at the Gold Buying Store? Utah Gold Buyers, 8 locations and online at utahgoldbuyer.com. Now in Layton, on Antelope Drive next to Target, and in Logan on North Main Street next to Walmart.
We're watching Utah's Money on KSL News Radio. We turn now to Microsoft and Google. Google sent a cease and desist letter to Microsoft. Microsoft put a YouTube app on its Windows Phone platform, but the platform prevents ads from being displayed on the YouTube app. Google owns YouTube. Microsoft has until Wednesday to comply.
The FTC is cracking down on surplus cell phone charges called cramming. Many consumers download an app that contains malicious software. That bad app gets your phone number and then signs you up for some kind of service. The FTC wants cell phone carriers to offer an option to block third-party billing.
Walmart is having a rough start in 2013. Sales struggled during the first quarter, and its profit outlook is below Wall Street projections. Walmart blames payroll increases, delayed tax refunds, and bad weather.
Checking your money at this moment, just before the bell, we are in the green. Dow futures up 39, S&P's up 6, and the NASDAQ is up 10.5.
Well, people are still talking about the note in the boat. We told you that story the other day about the younger Boston bombing suspect. Now there's word the FBI is questioning another man about the case. Details just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
You can tell a really great radio team sometimes by the things that they don't have to say to each other. And I've seen this before in staff meetings with Grant and Amanda. It's like they have this weird little mind meld going on. They've been together and working together for so long, they can communicate with just glances and gestures. And I know I speak for my own partner, Alex Keery, as well, when I say, Grant, Amanda, congratulations to the two of you. Grant and Amanda's 20th anniversary. A celebration at KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Hey, if you own a home or you want to own a home, you need to call American Financing today. They'll guide you through the lending process with their salary-based mortgage consultants, whose main objective is to offer you the best customer service and a loan that meets your individual needs. If you still haven't refinanced your FHA loan, you cannot afford to wait any longer. You must call American Financing today. The government is making significant changes to FHA loans. The big change will be the duration of time the mortgage insurance is required. After
June 3rd, 2013, FHA loans may be required to carry mortgage insurance for the life of the loan. This could cost you tens of thousands of dollars. There are several types of loan programs that do not require mortgage insurance, and American Financing can help you finance any of these. If you've been hesitant about refinancing or purchasing, wait no longer. Call American Financing now before these changes go into effect. 801-485-3838. That's 801-485-3838. Or online at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality eggs, visit Oakdale.com.
KSL News Time 729. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. How are things rolling, Dave?
Still looking pretty good in Utah County, even past the accident there, northbound I-15 at 5th East American Fork. Just a few vehicles left off the right-hand side. Really never did cause any delays. There was a rollover accident there on I-15 off to the right. The drive in from the south end into the downtown area, south end of the Salt Lake Valley, still looking good. A little bit heavier traffic coming up through the south interchange, but no major delays to let you know about right now. Ricky?
Well, Dave, we have had a very nice commute all morning long, southbound I-15 in Davis County, as well as the freeways to the east, I-215, I-80. Some of our main secondaries also in good shape, Legacy, Highway 89, State Street, 7th East, as well as Foothill Drive. Half-priced Granite, 346 West Gregson, 3100 South and 3rd West. Come see us and save thousands on a brand new kitchen. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. We are going to look for passing showers and storms today, and some could be on the strong side this afternoon and evening. And it's not going to be as warm either. Temps this time around 70, and get set for a cooler weekend. More rain likely tomorrow. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It is 58 degrees.
And still clearing a crash in American Fork, I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour. People are still talking about the note in the boat. That confession written by the younger Boston bombing suspect.
And now there's word the FBI is questioning a Chechen refugee about the case. Brian Martin has the very latest live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Amanda, Johar Zarnaev grabbed a pen and declared on the wall of the boat he did it. It's part confession, part manifesto, part justification. And former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett says it will make it to court.
This is just like finding a note in his house where he's made a confession. My sense is this is a dying confession. He believed that he was going to die in that boat, and he wanted all of us to know he's proud of what he did.
And now the FBI is questioning a Chechen refugee who they say was friends with the older brother, Tamerlan. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
A man accused of teaching others how to build bombs in Utah and Idaho will be in court today in Boise. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live. Randall?
Yes, Grant, Foslin and Kurbanoff was arrested in Boise, where this morning he will be in federal court, and neighbors still can't believe what police found.
Just finding out what's going on here just gives me chills.
Federal police say the suspect was building and teaching others how to build bombs, and they say that included 10 days that he spent right here in Salt Lake City. Live, Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
An apology from the Taylorsville man who shot at other cars and police on Legacy Parkway earlier this year, but he is still going to prison. KSL News Radio's Peter Samar joins us live with more. Peter?
Amanda, Marco Antonio Guizar told the Davis County courtroom he wanted to die by cop. He said he was sorry for putting people in danger. Guizar had pleaded guilty to shooting at a car in West Valley on January 15th, and then at police the next day in Farmington on Legacy Parkway. Police fired back. No one was injured. Guizar will serve three concurrent terms ranging from 1 to 15 years in prison and probably get drug treatment there. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories we're following. Here's an update on a story we told you about earlier. A baby boy who was taken away from his parents in California is back home this morning. Child Protective Services and police barged into the family's home and took Sammy away after the parents removed him from a Northern California hospital without permission. The mom, thrilled to have her son back home.
I don't have the right words to say it. I'm
I think the happiest mom right now, being at home holding my baby in my arms and just feeling kind of safe.
Anna Nikolaev and her husband say they just wanted a second opinion about a proposed treatment.
Phoenix police say a woman tried to give her baby to strangers outside a convenience store. Police say the woman had been drinking and using meth and knew she'd go to jail, but made no contact with any safe haven locations, agencies, or family members for help with a baby. She now faces a child abuse charge. The baby is in state custody.
An Ohio man may spend the rest of his life in prison after a jury believes the blinking testimony of a paralyzed man.
Count two, we the jury in the issue joined, find the defendant Ricardo Woods guilty of murder.
David Chandler passed away after identifying Ricardo Woods from his hospital bed by blinking.
Investigators in the city of West Texas have narrowed down the possibilities for what the fire at a fertilizer plant that led to a deadly explosion. They say the fire was started either by one of the plant's electrical systems, a battery-powered golf cart, or it was a criminal act. They do know the fire started in the fertilizer and seed building on the north side of the plant.
Seven people are still missing after 10 tornadoes tore through northern Texas this week. Rescue workers are sorting through the debris, and homeowners are trying to pick through what's left of their homes in Granbury. Authorities say six people were killed and more than 100 were injured.
A man is in the hospital after being hit by a semi-truck on I-80 in Tooele County. Utah Highway Patrol troopers say his car stalled in the lane of travel early this morning. He got out of the car and was standing near it when he was hit by the semi's side mirror.
The rescue of a 16-year-old southern Utah, a 16-year-old in southern Utah was only possible because of a life flight team unique to Utah. The boy had fallen 50 feet into a slot canyon, forcing rescuers to perform a hoist rescue. The pilot, Dennis Patterson, calls this rescue one of the most difficult he's ever been called out on.
Communication was very difficult, only intermittent radio contact. Couldn't even get complete sentences out of him.
He had to drop his chopper down into a narrow canyon and then lower a line and a paramedic down to the teen. Then they had to lift both back out while preventing the chopper from spinning or hitting the canyon walls.
Wow, what dexterity that. Utah's morning news continues. The retirement age is creeping up and up.
The cleanup is underway on that accident down by American Fork. Otherwise, no freeway delays. That's good news. We'll check your traffic and weather together on the 9th.
During the month of June, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti presents dramatic scenes from the Book of Mormon and early church history.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
In the peaceful San Pete Valley.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
Bring your family and invite your friends and neighbors to the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
The pageant leaves you with such a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I really love it.
Discover why thousands of people bring their families to Manti and the Mormon Miracle Pageant each year.
Oh, you know, it's been years since I've seen the Mormon Miracle Pageant, but this year I'm going to bring the whole family to have the pageant experience.
Presented at the foot of the Manti Temple under the stars, the Mormon Miracle Pageant in Manti, Utah.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. In Manti, Utah, rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Go to mormonmiracle.org and follow us on Facebook. Sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Did you know the U.S. is number one at drinking soda and obesity? A coincidence? Health experts calculate the risk between weight gain and soda consumption is so strong, the risk of obesity could be increased 1.6 times for every can of soda consumed per day over a year. How about a substitute, not a supplement? It's Green Tea HP. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green THP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green THP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at Fashion Place, Southtown, Newgate Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green THP.
Hey guys, Andrew Adams here. Congratulations, much more success. Hope you have another 20 in you.
From all your Utah friends and KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 7:45.
Utah leading the nation in rescuing refugees. I'm Nkoyo Iyamba.
And the news is sponsored by Component Playgrounds, superior quality products that last through years of fun for families and kids of all ages. KSL News Time is 7:38.
Utah high schools are trying to address the digital divide facing some students who want to go to college. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Applying for college and lining up funding can take a lot of web savvy, but Lillian Sosie Jensen says many refugee, immigrant, and first-generation college students in Utah may not have much skill or access to the internet.
It's so unsettling to them to do something for the first time.
The other main problem is the high ratio of high school counselors to students. Sosie Jensen says working in smaller groups can help, as can mentors, and special nights at the school for those students who need more help applying for college. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The average retirement age is now 61. It was 57 years old in the early 1990s, and it's likely to age higher. A Gallup survey shows the average American now plans to retire at age 66. Many say they will have to keep working to have enough money, but others say they are working longer because they want to.
The latest report on consumer confidence comes out today. ABC's Richard Davies says shoppers are spending a bit more than they did last year.
The most recent survey showed consumer confidence is higher than it was during the recession, but not back to levels of 6 or 7 years ago.
I think the consumer remains pretty cautious. You know, they are willing to spend, but in a reserved manner.
Niraj Shah of the home goods website Wayfair.
When things went downhill in 2008, the price point of goods that people would buy decreased. And to be honest, that really hasn't increased that much since then.
There is one big change, a lot more online shopping for furniture and other goods.
The big accelerant, I think, is they're now being more and more comfortable buying them online.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
KSL News Time is 7:39. Traffic and weather together sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. Sam, back over to you, Dave.
That accident we had in American Fork has been almost completely cleared up. Just one vehicle left there on the scene. Not causing any kind of a problem, though. That's the 50 East off-ramp there, northbound on I-15 coming through American Fork. The drive in Utah County is in pretty good shape, as is the drive on the south end coming into downtown from the south end point of the mountain through the south interchange. And I-215 West, all of those routes getting into downtown looking good for you right now. Ricky?
Well, Dave, it's been a nice and quiet commute all morning long southbound I-15 on that Davis County drive. Now, for those taking Legacy or Highway 89, it's been problem-free as well there. If you are switching off at Legacy or the North Interchange to come into the valley on I-215 up at the north end, you'll see a little bit of traffic from just after the Legacy switch off down to I-80. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. Our weather changing, cooling down a little bit. Our highs this time only around the low 70s, a lot of clouds early. And then we'll look for passing showers and even thunderstorms. There could be some heavy rain at times today with these passing showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. And our temperatures, again, low 70s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Downtown Salt Lake, cloudy, 59 degrees.
These hearings of the with the ousted director of the IRS, one of the comments that he made, if I can pull this up. Hold on just a sec. One of the comments he made.
The one about the tip of the iceberg?
He said, I always answer questions truthfully.
Uh-huh.
Boy, this is getting more and more heated. We'll follow it here on KSL and have full reports for you in this afternoon with Scott Maria from 3 to 7.
And a top Republican says these allegations are just the tip of an iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Robert Jensen's General RV and Draper has factory rebates on all new 2013 RVs, factory rebates on travel trailers, factory rebates on motorhomes, factory rebates on fifth wheels and camping trailers. The 2014 models are here now, so all 2013s must go. Rebates up to $10,000 on select RVs. This Wednesday to Saturday, kick off your summer with a new RV from General RV. There's rebates to help lower your payment. Rebates to upgrade to your dream RV. Yes, the 2014s are coming in, and General RV still has a huge selection of 2013s. Get great factory rebates on motorhomes, fifth wheels, travel trailers, and camping trailers. All the names you know and love. If you're even thinking of buying an RV this summer, this is the time. Wednesday to Saturday at General RV.
At the home of traveling family fun.
It's worth the drive to Robert Jensen's General RV off Interstate 15 at the point of the mountain.
We're number one.
Hey, it's me, the regular dad. I ask guys like you a few questions, a kind of parenting test. So here goes. What is this sound? Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's the sound a young teenager makes when he's done something he regrets. Maybe he got caught up in peer pressure, tried a few drinks at a party, and the next morning, well, he makes this sound. Kind of a sad sound, isn't it? Hear the embarrassment, the reluctance, the pulling away? If you recognize it, then you know exactly what to do. Listen. It might take a long time, a drive together, or a walk that turns into a talk, and that turns into an arm around his shoulder that means you understand. I know, it's tough. Keep at it. You're doing great.
This message brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This message is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in partnership with FM 100.3, a Bonneville station, together making a difference in Salt Lake City.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches? Well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
Show, and of course we'll be taking a look at the highly anticipated movie Star Trek Into Darkness. And of course we'll have fabulous prizes worth up to dollars. We'll tell you what's new on DVD 10 to noon here at KSL News Radio.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, a man will spend 5 years to life in prison after shooting at other cars and at officers on the Legacy Parkway. Marco Guzar said in court yesterday he wanted police to kill him. He's also charged with shooting at cars in Salt Lake County as well.
Other local stories we're following this hour, add Milwaukee to the list of NBA teams that Hall of Famer Jerry Sloan has met with and interviewed with, but they were not able to reach a deal that brings the 71-year-old back to an NBA bench.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Well, it's a beautiful Friday morning and kind of matches your drive into downtown. From the south end, coming in from the north end, doesn't matter. You're going to have a nice drive there either way. Utah County in good shape. The accident in the 5th East American Fork has been cleaned up. I'm Dave Meekham in the KSL Traffic Center.
Changing weather today, passing showers and thunderstorms and cooler. High temperatures only into the low 70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
And right now it's 58 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour, CIA Chief John Brennan has made an unannounced visit to Israel. The trip comes amid Israeli concerns about weapons transfers from Syria to the Lebanon's militant Hezbollah.
Since 1978, Utah has welcomed over 43,000 refugees from all over the world. And as wars and political unrest continue in some parts of the world, we will continue to see more.
Utah is playing a vital role in providing relief to those victims. KSL News Radio's Nkoyo Yamba has the story of one refugee from the Congo.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. You're welcome.
People easily want to be her friend. Mushuda Prosperin Mugerwanaki left a refugee camp in Uganda 3 months ago. She's since become a bit of a social butterfly.
All of that is my friend.
Her bright smile and warm eyes mask the pain this 26-year-old carries after enduring several rapes in the camps. Ushuda says the camps are packed and poorly protected, and families abandon victims.
The husbands say, I did not like the woman who they are getting some rape. You never know, maybe you get some HIV.
Now she's raising three young boys, with one on the way.
And that one is Vicky.
Two were conceived from those attacks.
Say hi.
Hi.
But it's clear she loves them. Her story is not unique.
The situation in Congo is not getting better.
Aiden Batar with Catholic Community Services says the U.S. has resettled over 10,000 refugees from the Congo because of ethnic wars.
Every day we hear horror stories.
And we're expecting 10,000 more.
People have been killed, women have been raped. You know, children are dying from malnutrition.
Hundreds of them will relocate to Utah.
This group, you know, have been in a refugee camp for decades.
He says so far this year, 450 refugees from over 10 countries have called Utah home, most of them from the Congo, Somalia, Iraq, and Burma.
And they don't have anywhere to go back to.
Utah is the second in the nation to rescue refugee women at risk for violent crimes.
We have family-oriented state, and we have a lot of volunteers, and our state have some resources to help them.
Now women like Ushuda feel safe here in Utah.
He's my buddy.
And CCS volunteers like Mary Weedle become family in the absence of their own.
She wants to be successful here.
They pay back to whatever they receive to their communities.
Nkoyo Iyamba, KSO News Radio.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story.
Isn't that something?
That there's this haven here to rescue these people.
I'm proud that we can provide them a sense of safety after what they've endured. Yep. You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time 7:49, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Dave, how about now?
It's a nice-looking drive, Grant. I-15 throughout Utah County, both directions, no delays, no problems that I can see for you there. The accident's been cleaned up in American Fork. South end of Salt Lake Valley, I-15 looks great there for you as well. I-215's in good shape and no accidents or delays to pass along to you. Ricky?
Well, Dave, over to the east, I am starting to see just a little bit of busy traffic northbound on I-215's East Belt route. It is scattered from Knudsen's Corner up to the mouth of Parley's, but overall, the drive has just been smooth all morning long, as well as I-80 from Foothill over to I-15. Southbounders in Davis County, no delays, but you will see some busy traffic left over at times between 5th South Bountiful and downtown Salt Lake City. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the 7-day forecast, see if we can see all the way to Memorial Day.
Hey guys, right off the bat, I've got to say happy 20. It's so awesome to work with you guys every morning, and congratulations on the long run. Well, we are looking at changes today. We get passing showers and storms going by, and our temps are only around 70, and the storms and showers could start up as early as the noon hour. In fact, we're already seeing rain to the west of town this morning. High temperatures only around 70. Showers and storms likely at times tomorrow, and temps only in the upper 60s. So cooler weather coming. And more rain possible Sunday morning and then clearing, but cool Sunday, only at 65. Gets to about 70 on Monday with mostly sunny skies. Looking for a warmer Tuesday, back in the 70s on Wednesday, and warming up again next Thursday. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Grant Waitman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, 58 downtown.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here's KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
The next time you need a ride, imagine this one. Instead of hailing a cab or maybe calling a friend, what if you could pull out your phone and pull up a map that shows you which cars parked along the sidewalk right next to you you could drive away right now? Hit a few buttons on your phone, the door unlocks, and you drive off into the sunset. Well, it could soon happen thanks to a company called Relay Rides. The idea right now, people put their own cars up for rent, whether for the hour or the day, then the tech is there to make it happen. No more standing at the rental counter at the airport. The company is also toying with doling out cars by the day, even the week. Renting a car could go high tech a lot sooner than you think. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
And this portion of the news is sponsored by General RV. RV show prices back at General RV through tomorrow at Robert Jensen's General RV.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian pioneer history and art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at GoodNeighborPharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
At Big O, we install tires, brakes, oil, and good karma. That's karma with a C. It's what you get when you take care of your car so it runs better and lasts longer. Because when you partner with the people at Big O Tires to do something good for your vehicle, the good comes back to you. So come in today to buy 3 select installed tires and we'll give you the 4th one free. Now that's good karma. Big O Tires, the team you trust. For a limited time only on select sets of 4 in-stock tires. Offer and oil changes at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. See store for details.
When it comes to insurance from AAA Utah, we know little things can add up to big savings. That's why we offer stackable discounts. That means the more discounts you qualify for, the less you pay. That goes for home insurance and auto insurance. Smoke detectors? Discount. Teen driver, a good student? Discount. New driver? Discount. Motorcycle owner? Discount. The list goes on and on. With AAA, the more you stack, the more you save. To get a quick quote, talk to your local AAA agent today. Just for calling and getting a quote, you'll receive a free $10 gas card. To find a branch near you, call 801-742-1965. That's 801-742-1965. Or visit AAA.com/Utah. Offer ends 5/30/2013 or while supplies last. One gift per household. Insurance and gift card provided by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah Insurance Exchange. Please refer to your policy for full terms, conditions, and exclusions. Restrictions apply. Speak with a AAA agent for full details.
For all of your small business needs.
If you're just joining us this morning, some of the stories we're following on KSL, including, this is interesting, we had thought that Stephen Powell would be released from prison next week on those voyeurism charges, but now it appears he will not get out. He has to fill out a plan of some kind before he is released, and he hasn't submitted this paperwork. He has to tell authorities, this is where I'm going to live, this is how I'm going to behave, and so on.
This is what I'm going to do.
You would think that a person who's been in prison would see that date coming and would do whatever they had to do to make sure
that... Could take another month.
What in... That's just so confusing. But in any event, we'll explain that all to you with Peter Seymour coming up in a few minutes on Utah's Morning News.
Watching Utah's Money Now, the popularity of smartphones and tablets are slowly killing the PC market. Computer companies Dell and Hewlett-Packard are having a dismal sales year. Both are slashing personal computer prices, but many consumers are trading in their PCs for mobile devices.
American Airlines is trying to speed up its boarding process. Passengers who have bags that fit under their seats will board first. If you have a rolling suitcase, you will just have to wait to board the airplane.
You rollers, over there. Mm-hmm. A new survey finds 1/3 of all homebuyers don't understand their mortgage terms. The biggest problem comes from those who have an adjustable rate mortgage. Many people did not understand that their interest rates and monthly payments would rise.
Checking your money at this moment, we're all in the green. Dow Jones up 24, we're at 15,257. NASDAQ's up 11.4, the S&P's up 5.3.
KSL News Time, 7:56.
Access RV has doubled the size of their lot, which means twice as many travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and truck campers, all priced now at record low sale prices. Looking for a travel trailer? Buy a new Viking travel trailer for only $79.95 or a new Grey Wolf 28BH travel trailer with more than $4,000 and free options, now only $17,998. Looking for a truck camper? Access RV is one of the country's largest truck camper dealers, selling 8 of the 10 top truck camper brands, all on sale now at record low prices. Like a new Bronco pop-up truck camper for only $85.89, or a new Travel Light hardside truck camper only $89.98, or the Adventure 80GS four-season camper with slide-out and bath at only $15,989. Competitive financing is available from over 30 lenders. Plus, buy in May and have no payments until the end of summer OAC. Check out their full selection at 2240 South State in Salt Lake or online at accessrv.com.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through. Even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, We're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And it's a good Friday commute, is it not, Dave?
It's a great Friday commute, man. I'm watching the south end right now, I-15 northbound coming up through the 106 south area. And heavier traffic, but it's still moving at freeway speed. You're not going to be really hitting much in the way of brake tapping through that stretch of I-15. Looks good for you all the way into the south end, or through the south end into downtown. And Utah County's in great shape right now as well. North and southbound I-15 moving along just fine there. Ricky, how are things on the north end?
Looking pretty good. Dave, we do have some busy traffic between 5th South and Bountiful for southbounders on I-15, but not seeing any kind of slowdowns. You want a career and a life? Convergys can relate. Now hiring customer service sales associates in Orem. You'll enjoy great benefits and talented, friendly colleagues. Apply online at careers.convergys.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Weather forecast for the Wasatch Front. We're going to have a little bit of storm in us in our forecast today and tomorrow. Looking at the temperature, 72 today, 67 tomorrow. Overnight lows will be in the 50s and then 65 on Sunday with a lot of sunshine. Down in St. George, it's going to be 83 degrees today. 58 degrees right now downtown Salt Lake City.
And I know you can't tell for sure this far out, but when you look 7 days from now, it looks sunny.
Yeah.
The seven-day forecast coming up in 20 minutes.
That's a weekend that we all herald around here.
That's for sure.
It's coming up.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and